Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. And welcome to the new day, right? I don't know when during the day you're watching this movie, but I'm shooting this during mornings. And it is, each day is a brand new day with new opportunities, new virtues that we can build in ourselves, new joys that we can give to ourselves and to other people. And so super excited for the new day. If you've been following me, you know that we, every single day, we are Monday through Friday, we are doing an affirmation that we're working on for the whole entire week. And then we do a daily affirmation. And the affirmation that we're working on this week is, I am stepping out of my comfort zone. And just to let you know, this is week 10, day 3 of us doing our positive, peaceful growth affirmations. And basically, we are following through Dr. Susan Lawton's positive, peaceful growth calendar that you can buy at Aromatools or Oil Life. And I'm living the calendar. It looks like this. And okay, so the whole week we are stepping out of our comfort zone. And what are you doing to step out of your comfort zone? Hope you're doing something, whether you're meeting new people, whether you're trying new foods, whether you are, trying to connect in a different way, doing something different. Like there's that old saying that if we always do what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always got. And I think that there's many people in life that are trying to make their lives better, make the lives of people around them better. And so in order to do that, we really do need to step out of our comfort zone. So the song that I super connect with on that is either I Have Confidence from The Sound of Music or the song Brave by Sarah Bareilles. Okay, so that's the affirmation for this week, and then the affirmation for today that I'm super excited to be chatting about with you today is, I trust myself to share good ideas. So, as I'm thinking about that we're trusting ourselves to share good ideas, I just want you to let you know that I think that your ideas matter. Like what's important to you matters. And so I hope that you find your voice in that. Whatever your voice is, whether you like just chatting with friends about things that are important about, whether you like posting on Facebook things that are important about you, whether you like chatting with your coworkers at work, whether you like doing Facebook Lives. I love doing Facebook Lives. Or whether you like blogging, whether you like writing letters to friends, however you like connecting and sharing the things that are important to you. Maybe you just like buying the things that are important to you, buying products in companies that you feel good about, right? Maybe you're one of those people, and hopefully we all are, the people that do their due diligence in what is this company really doing around the world, and is that a company that I want to give my dollars to? I know that for us, it's a super struggle. So many times, do we go with the cheapest, or do we go with a company that we feel is the most ethical? And there are some things that we always go with the most ethical companies, and things that like essential oils, things that are super important to our health. And then there's some things that sometimes, yeah, we do buy the cheapest. So anyway, however you are making your ideas known to the world, I hope you do. And I don't think that you should judge yourself on how good your ideas are by how many Facebook likes you have or how many followers you have on Pinterest or Instagram or Facebook. Like, don't judge your ideas by how well they're received, okay? So there are many people, many geniuses throughout their lifetimes that weren't well received, that weren't understood, whether it was composers or maybe it's authors or maybe it's painters that in their lifetime weren't understood. Maybe it's philosophers. So just because people aren't lining up behind you to support you doesn't mean that your ideas aren't amazing. Like, how many people are way out ahead of their game? Like, I'm thinking of like the first suffragettes, the first women who were like, votes for women. Women are important too. Women should be treated as equals. They didn't have a big following. And yet, aren't we so glad for all of them today? And there's many. Okay, so I think I read the book one time. I'm pretty sure I did for one of my book clubs called The Tipping Point, that talked about how when an idea first comes out, like hardly anyone like believes in it, and there's just a few people that are buying into it, and then it gets more and more momentum in society, and then everyone's loving an idea, and then there comes this tipping point, and then it's just like a mainstream idea. I think essential oils were a little bit like that. At first, there were just a few people who knew about how to use them and were using them, and they told a few to friends and told a few friends, and people could see how they were helping with both physical health and emotional health, and now essential oils are becoming more and more mainstream. So what I'm saying to you is, don't judge the worth of your ideas by how many people are listening to you, right? Or how they're even me, don't judge the worth of your ideas by how people are receiving them. On this aspect, I'm thinking about Christ, who, he's out there performing miracles, and yet he's still accused of having a devil, right? And he's the most loving and kind and generous person out there, and yet he's still betrayed and crucified. So let's not judge how people are receiving our ideas. Let's not judge the worth of our ideas by how people are receiving them. Like, sometimes people just aren't ready for the idea. And not every idea is going to resonate with every single person, nor is every person going to resonate with every person. Like, as a parent, I totally, totally know that I can say one thing, like maybe 200 times, trying my best to say it in different ways. And then one of my children's teachers, or because we have homeschool groups, whatever, or church leaders or siblings, or, you know, just the media in general, they find the idea somewhere else, and then boom, they're ready for it, and they latch onto it. So sometimes it needs just a different voice saying it. But even if your voice is not the ones that some people in your circle are really connecting to, don't shut down your voice, because there's people who are going to connect to you. Like, there's people who are going to connect to you that don't connect to me. There's going to be people that connect to you that no one else would, other people wouldn't connect with and influence as much, but they love you. So just know that you are, your voice matters. I was listening to a general conference talk by our prophet, President Russell M. Nelson. And he's the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints right now. And he said, women, he was talking to women, and he was like, women, your voices are so needed right now. So needed. And if you're a man, your voice is needed too. I'm not saying that. But he was talking specifically to leading women. And he was like, don't let anyone shut down your voice. He said, and this is one of my favorite quotes by him, and it has really nothing to do. Well, I guess it does a little bit. So he says, if the world loses the moral rectitude of women, it will never recover. And moral rectitude is just the moral uprightness, the uprightness to know good from evil, to know right from wrong and to speak out on that. So your voice matters. Your voice matters. And you have good ideas. And I hope that you share your good ideas, whether you're sharing those good ideas in your workplace, you know, hey boss, I have a new idea. Whether you're sharing those good ideas with your family members or your friends or just yourself. Like when you have an idea, let yourself trust that and run with that. Okay? So you have good ideas. Let's trust yourself to share them. Trust yourself to follow them. Okay, so that's the affirmation for today. I am trusting myself to share good ideas. And then, you know, every week we have the affirmation for the week, right? I am stepping out of my comfort zone. And then we have an essential lens that we are basically diffusing the whole week. 2 drops of black pepper, which is the oil of unmasking. 2 drops of Roman chamomile, which is the oil of spiritual purpose. And 2 drops of grapefruit, which is the oil of honoring the body. And today is Wednesday, so we are going to dive deep into the emotional, how Roman chamomile can support us emotionally. And for that, I'm using this book, which is called Essential Emotions, Your Guide to Process, Release, and Live Free. And it is my absolute favorite book on essential oils, how they can help us emotionally. So again, Roman chamomile is the oil of spiritual purpose, and it supports individuals in discovering and living their life's true purpose. My purpose is different from your purpose. God sent us down with different missions. And so if I'm trying to be like you, I'm not going to be doing what God wants me to do. And if you're trying to be like me, you're not going to be doing what God wants you to do. We all came down with different spiritual purposes, right? And now, does God have some principles that he wants all of his children to obey because they lead to happiness? Yeah, I do believe that. Like, he doesn't want us to kill or steal or lie or be unfaithful to our spouses. But that said, besides the basic commandments that he wants all of us to do because they lead to happiness, he has different purposes. Like he needed George Washington to be George Washington, and he needed George Washington to be the general when it came to the founding of America. And he needed Thomas Jefferson to be the one who was able to collect the ideas and write the Declaration of Independence. He needed a John Adams who was the one who was able to persuade so many people to jump on board for this new country. Come for their families. He needs the children. Like those ones, he needs the children who, you know, they just wake up in the morning and they run to you and they just want to cuddle up with you. He needs those people. He needs the people who have the strong and loud voices, who are passionate about arguing for the causes that they believe in. And he needs the quiet ones that just, with the way they live their lives, show a better way. Right. I was reading a book called Quiet, The Incredible Power of Introverts. Right. It's an incredible book. If you've never read it, definitely want to read it. But he talked about how basically society needed the Rosa Parks, who just quietly sat in the front of the bus and refused to move. He needed a Rosa Parks. And he needed a Martin Luther King, who was the voice, the passionate voice, but yet a voice of reason, who was like, it is time for equal rights. It is time for our country to change. He needed the quiet and he needed the vocal. And then he needed everyone else who hopped on to the boycotting the buses and protesting and supporting the massive movement of equal rights in our society. He needs us all. whatever personalities, whatever our strengths, whatever our weaknesses, God needs us all. We all have a spiritual purpose. And so Roman chamomile is an oil that can help us connect with that. This book kind of says that as individuals live from the center of their beings, they find power and purpose that is indescribable. They feel calmer and more at peace. So that's one. Okay, so I love, someone once told me that peace is a feeling that only comes from God. And it only comes when you are following the right path. And it can't be recreated. So if you're feeling peaceful, hallelujah, you've probably discovered your spiritual purpose, and you're probably trying to do your best to fulfill it. And do we all sometimes have setbacks or things that we're concerned about? Yes. But even in that, when you're following your spiritual purpose, you do feel an incredible peace. If you're not feeling at peace, you're feeling a lot of turmoil going on in your life, maybe you start diffusing a little bit more Roman chamomile. Maybe start meditating more on where is this confusion coming from, and how best can I help move to peace. Like, I know that things that move me to peace are praying, right? Connecting with God, reading scriptures makes me feel peaceful. Putting gospel music on makes me feel peaceful. And when I do something good for someone else, it makes me feel peaceful. Anytime I feel like I'm connecting with God or my true purpose in life, it gives me this incredible peace and happiness that even when other things are going wrong in my life, I still come back to that center core of peace and happiness. And I hope that's what you have. Roman chamomile assists a person in shedding the meaningless activities that consume our lives. One time, our prophet advised everyone to go on like a 2 or 3 week media fast and to reconnect with our purpose. And a lot of us do use media to let our voices be heard and to connect with others. And that's all good. Like, we have incredible ways to connect, you know, Facebook, Instagram, tons of different ways. Don't we all love that we can text people on our phones, though? We can call anyone from around the world on our phones, right? But let's not let all that, those other ways of connecting, take the place of our one-on-one connections, connecting with those face-to-face in our circles. Anyway, and let's not let the things that matter least in life take precedence over things that matter more, right? And as I'm thinking about not letting things take precedence, so one of our old prophets, which is Thomas S. Monson, he always says, never let a problem to be solved become more important than a person to be loved. So I'm just going to repeat that again. He said, never let a problem to be solved become more important than a person to be loved, right? We are always putting that the relationship first. We're always putting love God and love your neighbor as our first thing, our first priority in our life. Okay, so Roman chamomile too, it can calm insecurities. It can help soften one's personality if one tends to come over a little too abrupt. Roman chamomile can help. It can just, it's just a calming influence. I was reading a little bit more about Roman chamomile in this book, which is Emotions and Essential Oils, an A to Z Guide, and is by Rebecca Hines. She's an incredible person. But in here, it says, beside the main purpose of helping us reconnect with our main purpose in life, it also says that it can help us mend broken hearts. I thought, there's so many people in this life whose hearts are hurting for one reason or another. They're, you know, pornography is rampant, and that hurts hearts. Infidelity, you always, is often in the media and maybe in our circles, and that hurts hearts. People have not have our society have has turned a little, well, quite a lot from a very respectful society to a society that is often at times rude, and that hurts hearts. And Roman chamomile is an essential oil that can help heal that. It can help heal the brokenhearted. And obviously prayer can do that. I'm a big believer that the power of music can do that. And I'm also a big believer in that if you are brokenhearted, that connecting with others and being vulnerable and telling them your story can help us heal those broken hearts and help us release things that we don't need to be hanging on to anymore. Okay, so I think the negative emotions that Roman chamomile can help with is if we're feeling purposeless, if we're feeling discouraged, if we're feeling like life is such a drudgery, if we're feeling frustrated or unsettled. And the positive properties that it can help us do is feeling purposeful, feeling guided, feeling peaceful, feeling fulfilled, feeling relaxed, and feeling spiritually connected. Okay, so that's a little bit about how Roman chamomile can help us. Y'all know that on Fridays, we're going to be talking about the physical aspects, but on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we always talk about the emotional or the spiritual aspects of the essential oils. Okay, so I'm just reminding you again that the affirmation for today is, I am trusting myself to share good ideas. And the affirmation for this week is, I am stepping out of my comfort zone. And the diffuser blend that we're diffusing all week is 2 drops black pepper, the oil of unmasking, 2 drops of Roman chamomile, the oil of spiritual purpose, and 2 drops of grapefruit, which is the oil of honoring our body. This is Susanna Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. And I know your ideas are important. Please share them today. Step out of your comfort zone and share your ideas. I know you can make it a great day. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.